This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, sometimes I kind of wish it would be fun to have a time machine, not to like save the world or go back and do things that would have a huge impact, but just selfishly.
Like, really?
You know, go back and maybe make a few adjustments on some of my life decisions.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's some forks in the road that you've taken that maybe you went the wrong way. But I kind of wonder, Kitty, if you could, like young Kitty would meet current Kitty.
Yeah.
Or young Jonathan would meet current Jonathan, what they would say. What do you think young Kitty would say? She'd show up here and be like, well, been at this radio station for about 3 decades.
I would be a little disappointed that I didn't try harder, I think, is what I would be. And there's actually a survey on Reddit.
Yeah.
And it said out of like 600 people or so that took this little survey, about 160 of them would be proud, 191 disappointed, and 289 a mix of both.
Mm.
So I guess I might be surprised that I'm still alive. I mean, they don't have surprise
wow.
there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Because I really had a lot of lofty goals when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought, because I started in radio when I was just 17.
Right.
So I thought, whoa, I'm getting such an early start.
Sure.
I'm going to, you know, be at the network.
Right.
In journalism.
You know, I have to say, and I don't know if this exactly correlates, but sometimes I feel like I'm not much different than I was in my adolescence.
Oh, I'm like, so much lazier now.
What about your mindset, though?
I don't know. I was very driven back then, and I really thought I was going to be something.
Wait a minute. Who was driven? You?
Me, yes. I was driven to get good grades. I was driven to be a National Honor Society.
No. Then what happened? It just, the bottom fell
know.
Out.
I got lazy. I got,
This is not very motivational for people this morning. Yeah. So kids, here's a little warning for you.
No. Here's the thing. I realized I didn't need all that to be happy.
There. Okay.
But if I was the adolescent talking to me, I would be disappointed. If I'm me talking to me, I'm just fine.
Right. And I feel the same way. And you and I have had these conversations before. And is it fine, or we're just talking ourselves into being fine?
Well, there's a fine line between satisfaction and just rationalization.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.